Ryan Rollins scored 32 and dished out 14 assists, but the Bucks fell to the Sixers 123-114 in overtime on Thursday night. I'm Bill Scott with Sports.
I thought we played unbelievable. I thought we played hard overall, but our execution at times tonight, and I get it that we have different guys, but some of them are we just have to do it. You know, the play was supposed to be an ISO for Ryan coming up, but instead we had someone there trying to set a pick. And, you know, it's tough to watch sometimes. So we'll work on it. We'll get better.
Bucks coach Doc Rivers, Tyrese Maxey poured in 54 for the Sixers in the win. The Bucks will host the Red Hot Pistons on Saturday night. 21st-ranked Badger men's basketball team takes on 10th-ranked BYU this afternoon in Salt Lake City. Badgers unbeaten so far this season. Day one is in the books from the state high school football championships in Madison. Last night, Winneconne coming from behind to beat Little Chute 28-22 in the D4 title game. And Division 5, Mayville beat Northwestern 42-32. Division 6, Darlington beat Edgar 42-18. And in Division 7, Kenosha St. Joe's over Cochran Fountain City 35-19. Three games to wrap up the championships today. Grafton takes on Reedsburg in Division 3 at 10 this morning. Notre Dame against West Appear in the 1 o'clock Division 2 title game. Arrowhead takes on Bayport in the D1 title game at 4 p.m. Packers running back Josh Jacobs limited in practice on Thursday as the Packers get ready for their division matchup against the Vikings. He's hoping to play on Sunday, but if he can't...
If I don't play this week, Thursday, I'm definitely playing. It's not like something that'll linger over past that. Yeah, so that's really the worst-case scenario.
Packers' December 7th home game against the Bears has been moved from a noon kick to 3:25. College hockey on the women's side, number one Wisconsin blanking St. Thomas 8-0 last night. The Badger men play at Michigan State tonight. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.